Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 1,630 new confirmed COVID cases over the weekend, 773 in Lagos. This third wave is going strong. I always say to you to please take all the precautions that you can take. If you don't have to go outside, don't go outside. If you do go outside, keep your distance from other people. Wear a mask. Try and wash your hands as often as possible. And sanitize. Everybody sanitize. Everybody. Anywhere you go, you have to sanitize. Oh, and let's do all we can to try to get vaccinated. It makes me very happy whenever I'm coming into work and I see all the cars parked in front of the Murukola Health Center, people lined up trying to get vaccinated. It makes me very, very happy. Do your best to be one of those people. Use the information that you are getting on this show for your own benefit. If you get the virus, you may not get very sick, you may not die, but you could pass it on to somebody else. That's why you should do all you can to make sure that you don't get the virus. And there's also no way to know whether you are the one that will get very sick or not. You can, God forbid, or you can take a vaccine, you know? Because now God now give people the wisdom to take create the vaccine. No be so. Second hard fact of the day, if you haven't gotten your jabs yet, make arrangements to do so. Phase two is ongoing. I always show you a list of health centers in Lagos where you can get vaccinated. So, I mean, if you're watching our live stream, I'll be showing you that list of health centers again. But basically, just go down to your nearest primary health center. If you have already gotten your first dose, by the way, but not the second dose, I'm talking about those that have gotten AstraZeneca. Lagos State Government says that you can get your second dose of AstraZeneca from today. So go back to the health center where you got the first one. It's available from today until September 24th. September 24th. Voter registration is still ongoing, you know, and that's our third hard fact of the day. You can register online. Go to cvr.inecnigeria.org. cvr.inecnigeria.org. CVR, C for Charlie, V for Victor, R for River, ORG, O for Orange, R for River, G for Golf. Do your part to elect the kind of leaders that you want. And we have a fourth hard fact of the day. We don't have any facts yet about the Abakiyari panel report. Remember that the Inspector General of Police, Usman Alkali, set up a panel to look into the allegations behind Kyari's indictment in the USA and to recommend what actions, if any, the police should take. Last week, the panel submitted its report to the IG, but as we speak, the public has still not been informed about what the recommendations are. Now, I'm sure that you've seen some reports claiming to know the recommendations based on unnamed sources, but since we are hard facts, and here we like to stick with the facts that we can back up anywhere we are, and we have not been able to independently verify some of those reports that you have seen, I'm not going to report them. That's our policy on the show. That's why a million of you trust us to report and analyze the biggest stories of the day. And 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. And if so, if we were not reliable, you wouldn't be here. And you're here. Let's get started with the big weekend. We'll talk about the ICPC recovering 53 billion naira from a real estate developer who allegedly defrauded home buyers. Then let's talk about the latest from the resident doctor's strike. The NMA is threatening to make it a general doctor's strike, but the government says that that's dangerous. Then we'll talk about the killing of Senator Naala's son. And then let's talk about the federal government restarting conditional cash transfers here in Lagos. 5,000 naira every 2 months for families on the National Social Register. We don't have Madam Landlord or Checkpoint today. We're bringing you a special program about maternal, newborn, child and adolescent health. And on the big hard fact, let's go back to that attack on the Nigerian Defense Academy. Investigations are ongoing, but we're looking at it in the context of the battle against insecurity, the ability of the military to protect itself and Nigeria. And I'll be joined by Dennis Amakri, a former director of the SSS, a former assistant director of the SSS, and Mutala Abdullahi, a security and climate reporter with HumanGlobe. Now, as usual, we'll bring you the latest news updates every hour on the hour, and we'll hand you over to Rufai for conversations after the news at 6 o'clock. But Lagos, let's get into the big weekend. Yes, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Is real estate fraud? How rampant is real estate fraud? Should the entire NMA go on strike if government and NARD don't reach a deal? Is the Kaduna security situation worsening? Has the conditional cash transfer program worked? It was a big weekend. Lagos, let's talk about it. The ICPC says that it just recovered over 53 billion naira from an alleged real estate scam. ICPC is the Independent Corrupt Practices Commission. And according to ICPC, the Federal Mortgage Bank of Nigeria has this scheme to help civil servants and public servants buy houses in installments. The way the scheme works, real estate developers go to FMBN for loans to build houses, but there are conditions. Those houses must be made available to mortgage applicants. So the developer builds the houses, then the applicants get the mortgage from FMBN. FMBN uses the monthly payments from the applicants to service the developer's loan and to pay the developer. But in this case, according to the ICPC, this developer never built the houses. They allegedly took the 53 billion naira loan money and ran away. But now they've been caught. And this is not the first time that we've heard a story like this. We've heard accusations that some real estate developers simply take the money and disappear. Sometimes it's loans from a bank, like in this case. Other times it's money from the home buyers themselves. The developers ask them to pay up front, but when it's time to receive their houses, voicemail. Sometimes you find out that a developer has chopped the money and they're now using the money received for phase two to build the houses in phase one, and corners start getting cut. It can all get very messy. That's what I want us to start with today. I want to hear from those of you who have some experience with this, who have had some experience with this. Maybe you know someone who has been defrauded in a real estate scam, or maybe you work with the banks, so you've seen some of these problems up close, or maybe you are in the real estate development business yourself. If you are, I really need you to tell us what precautions to take and how to spot a potentially fraudulent developer. I have a feeling we're going to need to revisit this topic, maybe on Madam Landlord or maybe Balogun and Broad. I'm not sure. Or maybe both, Seth, because there's a business side and there's a real estate side, right? I mean, Madam, if you didn't know, Madam Landlord is our real estate show every other Monday at 4 p.m. So not this week, but next week and 2 weeks after that and on and on and on. Then Balogun and Broad is our business show every Wednesday at 5. So that's the thing. That's the thing with Hard Facts. I have something for everyone here. So I'm thinking we're going to need to revisit this. But for now, Lagos, let's talk. What do you think about ICPC's claim here? How did the Federal Mortgage Bank end up giving out 50 billion naira, more than 50 billion naira, to someone who could be a scammer? Were there no checks? I don't know. If you're in the industry, tell us the checks that normally exists. How rampant is real estate fraud? Unfortunately, our line for our female callers is down at the moment, so everybody has to call 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. The hustle is about to get real. So everybody, 0700-993-993-993. But hey, if you can't get through via the phone lines, because it's especially packed today, you can get across to us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And we're obviously streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. If you leave us comments there, I'll come and take a look at them. We've got Lanre Nojota as our first caller on the show this afternoon. Hi, Lanre.
I'm good, Sandra. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, it's a very good topic that you have sending to the world today.
Hmm.
Actually, I'm a builder.
Okay.
And I'm a contractor. I work with some of the... I just want to say we need to change our concepts about all these building source.
Okay.
Real estate.
Okay.
Some of them that I worked with, I worked with a number of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, we collect money from these prospective buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even want to pay for you to build. At the end of the day, when they finally pay it, it will be something that you to yourself will not be able to take something out of it. So how do you want to do it? That is why we have Shobby jobs being delivered here and there. So I think government needs to look into this very well. Let all the stakeholders be invited and put pen and paper down for correct and very, very good delivery on our projects.
Could you stay on the line so that we can get your number? Because I'd love to invite you on the show on a future date so that we can talk about this. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, stay on the line. Thank you, Landry. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. What do you think about ICPC's claim here? And how did the Federal Mortgage Bank end up with over 50 billion naira in somebody's who could be a scammer's account? You know, how did they give over that amount of money? Were there no checks? If you're in the industry, are there checks that normally exist? How rampant is real estate fraud? 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Thank you very much. You have Mr. Sam calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Mr. Sam. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Let me start with the issue of the fraud in the real estate. Now, the bottom line is that I always sing this song, which I don't know how many people love to listen to it.
Okay.
Major problem of Nigeria is indiscipline, lawlessness, and impunity.
Okay.
And it's there, right from the top down to the bottom. It is very nostalgic and very painful for me that I believe that this present government will fight indiscipline and lawlessness to stand here. To stand still. But unfortunately, they turn blind eye to it as if it's not a system. How will you think of people committing criminal acts and there is no punishment for it? As long as you don't punish crime, crime will thrive. So all these things that we are hearing, they are raising for 0 billion fraud, for 0 billion fraud, what is the consequence? if you don't punish those people that commit those crimes, you are encouraging other people who don't have any business with crime to go into it, believing that nothing will happen. So, for me, this thing is because of this indiscipline, lawlessness, and impunity in higher and lower places. And until that is met, we will continue to hear these stories. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling us, sir. We appreciate it. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, Jeff. Hello.
Hello. What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon. My name is Martin.
Hi, Martin. Welcome.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm very well. Go ahead.
Okay. So, well, my take will be on the investing in buying land to build. I think that's another industry where scammers actually are. I was scammed last year by this agri business as well. They invest and get this ROU and all of that.
Mm.
I think there should be a way where one can actually verify all these adverts one sees on the internet, see on TV and all of that.
Mm.
So we don't know who. How do we verify those people to make sure that what they are selling is authentic? You know. And the same thing with this agri as well. They tell you to invest certain amount of money and you get your money 6 months, 1 year, and then the stories you enter. Calling the person is not picking, can't even reach them. You know. So I think we should get somebody who would explain to us how we'll be able to verify all this.
Just spot it. Martin, thank you very much for calling. If you just tuned in to us, we told you that the ICPC says it just recovered more than 53 billion naira from an alleged real estate scam. ICPC is the Independent Corrupt Practices Commission. ICPC says that this developer did not build a house that they took money from a mortgage bank, the Federal Mortgage Bank of Nigeria, to build. And they took the 53 billion naira that the bank gave them and ran away. But now they've been caught. The Federal Mortgage Bank has a scheme that helps civil servants and public servants buy houses in installments. Real estate developers will go to Federal Mortgage Bank for loan to build the houses. Now, there are some conditions for getting those loans, right? The houses must be made available to mortgage applicants. The developer builds the houses. Applicants get the mortgage from the Federal Mortgage Bank. Then Federal Mortgage Bank uses the monthly payments from the applicants to service the developer and to pay the developer. But this particular developer carry 53 billion. Phew, japa. And I said that this story is not new. It's not the first time we've heard a story like that. We've heard numerous stories about real estate developers simply taking money and disappearing. Sometimes it's a loan from the bank. Sometimes it's buyers themselves. Developers who say pay up front when it's time to receive their houses or their lands. Whew! Jackpot. Sometimes, like the first caller said to us, they will collect money for phase one and phase two, chop phase one money, then use phase two money to start building phase one houses. And that's why you move into a new house and all the, like, it's so substandard, it's ridiculous. So for those of you who have had experience with this thing, share your story with us. Do you know someone who's been defrauded in a real estate scam? Do you work with banks? So you've seen some of these problems up close. Are you in the real estate development business? Are there precautions that people can take to spot a potentially fraudulent developer? 0700-993-993-993. Our line for our female callers isn't working today, but you can get in touch with us via WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. You can also get in touch with us via Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We've got Benjamin up next. Hello, Benjamin. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Benjamin Chidebe's man in front of Trela.
Welcome.
I have an experience from all this estate management.
Okay.
That was 5 years ago.
Hmm.
I was looking for apartments, two-bedroom apartment. So, fortunately for me, I met one of the agents staying at Bagada.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my friend that introduced me to the agent. I've been giving them houses. It seems that he trusted him. His name is Michael. So, and when they pay for agent fee, in which he gave me a week to for him to get a better building for me. He get an apartment at Bagada Phase 2.
Okay.
It's a building that under the construction.
Okay.
But it's almost getting finished, all the whole thing. So I went there with all pleasure, with hope that it's a very nice place.
Mm.
Place, you know, it's only the tiles for the kitchen and the bedroom remain.
Okay.
For me to park in.
Okay.
And everything that time is almost 575,000.
Okay.
So I deposited 350.
Okay.
To pay the balance the day I'm packing in there.
Okay.
So the pressure was on me because of having problem with the former landlord. He gave all of us quick notice, and I want a balancement, so I tried to get somewhere else.
Mm.
Now, a week before the day they promised, the agent came to me and said their house is ready. I went there with my wife. We see everything, see the kitchen, and hand over the key to me. Now, I went back and paid the balance for me to park in on the Saturday of that week. That thing happens on Wednesday, Thursday.
Mm.
For me to park in on Saturday because of the nature of my job, because I've already arranged for the boat that we take my load to that place.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that on Friday night, the house is still okay, vacant, nobody there. I went there and opened it.
Mm.
On Saturday morning, I went there and opened it for us to park in the evening.
Mm.
If I get there, somebody else is inside the house.
Ah.
Without the whole load inside the house.
Ah.
As I'm talking to you now, for 5 years and there, I couldn't be able to see that the landlord is abroad, it's outside the country. I couldn't be able to connect him. The agent is the person handled over the whole thing too.
Mm.
So, today, I haven't seen the agent. I'm not, up to 11 people came for the same house.
Huh.
Up to 11 people came for the same house. That's how I lost all my 570,000 up to now.
Oh.
No contact to get the agent. No contact to get the landlord. Whenever you go there, they say the landlord is abroad. Give us the number. Nobody could be able to give me the number for me to collect them. And the receipt is still with me, but I don't know whether I can be able to find it out now. Right now, I cannot get there. Before I went somewhere again, I get another apartment. Instead of getting 2-bedroom flat, I just managed to get a room and palace of content because of my children. So all the agents in Lagos State here, I don't know. They will collect an agent fee, collect an agreement fee, collect NEPA bill, the light bill in which he never even used one day. Maybe somebody else that pack out from there, or the new house again, they will still collect light bill.
Mm.
Yes, it's getting worrisome. I don't know how government will help us out here. And you know what is going on for Bariga now?
What?
Even if you manage to get a new house now,
mm-hmm.
new brand house, nobody's living there. Maybe you are the first person to enter there.
Mm.
Before you know it, that house will be sold. And we'll put into confusion again. We started looking for house. It may not stay up to 1 week, one year or 2 years if you pay up to 1 year. Where I'm living now also, I managed to pay for 2 years. So after, immediately the 2 years resulted, they sold our house. I haven't get in touch with the landlord if I'm talking to you right now. They give everybody quick notice.
Benjamin, thank you for calling to share your story. Quite the harrowing story there. Unfortunately, though, we do need to take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll take more of your stories.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Oga, this your keke napaw. Make my market no fall.
Madam, fast abeg. Nobody in my shop. Why this person is the mommy now? Ah, wahala no dey finish.
It's 3:30 and the Nigerian Medical Association says it will join the resident doctor's strike if the federal government doesn't meet the NARD's demands. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili and this is the Big Weekend. The NMA is the parent union of the NARD. Every practicing doctor is a member. So an NMA strike could cut across the entire system, the entire health system. They're giving the government 21 days or they'll put down their stethoscopes. Now, I should point out that before this move, the NMA had been acting as a mediator between the federal government and NARD. Last week, the NMA and the federal government signed a memorandum of understanding, which the NARD refused to do. The NARD faulted some of the language of the MOU. We talked about it last week, if you remember, when I had the NARD vice president on the Big Hard Fact. That's why you should listen to the Bihar Fact. It's at 5 o'clock. That's when all our big guests are on the show. For instance, I have a former assistant of the State Security Service joining us. We also have a crime and climate change reporter from Humangle joining us today at 5 o'clock. So don't miss that conversation when it happens. But yes, security. Security and climate change reporter joining us at 5 o'clock. But yeah, back to NARD. NMA said that it signed the MOU because it wanted to stand in as a guarantor for both sides and make sure that an agreement is reached. But now, the NMA is questioning the government's sincerity and threatening a full strike next month. So far, the government has issued two very different responses. First, we heard from the Ministry of Health. They are appealing to the NMA to reconsider. The ministry says that Nigeria needs doctors at work right now due to the pandemic and other health crises. They're asking the doctors to remain at work while the dispute is being resolved. But the tone from the Ministry of Labour is much stronger. The Labour Ministry says that the NMA's strike ultimatum is in violation of the MOU they signed with the government last week. The Labour Ministry insists that the MOU prescribes timelines for meeting the demands and that these timelines are longer than 21 days. So, for example, on the issue of salary arrears, the MOU set up a committee to resolve it and gave the committee 4 weeks. 4 weeks is 28 days. Then on the issue of outstanding hazard allowance, the ministry says the MOU requires the NARD to resubmit validated applications for all the doctors affected. Now, they're saying that this hasn't happened yet. Also, the NMA has allegedly not yet submitted a petition to the health ministry to reinstate resident doctors on the federal payroll. And according to the Ministry of Labour, without that petition, they cannot move forward. But the NMA has responded. They say that the ball is actually in the government's court, and if the government is serious about getting these things done within the time spelled out in the MOU, there should be measurable progress within 21 days. So that's the latest in this standoff, and I want to know where you stand. What's your position? If you are a doctor, if you are a resident doctor, I want to hear what you think about this situation. Do you agree that the NMA should go ahead with the strike? Do you agree with them threatening to go on a full doctor strike in 21 days? Or do you agree with the Labour Ministry that since the NMA signed the MOU, they should wait until the deadlines enshrined in it are reached, like 28 days for payment of salary arrears? Like I said, we don't have our number for our women callers today. So everybody, please go ahead and give us a call on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts with us on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. And there is WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And yes, you can still talk about real estate fraud from our first story if you'd prefer. Sambo is in Lekki. Hello, Sambo. Thank you very much for calling us. Good afternoon, Sambo. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Please, can I comment on your first
yes,
first
you
topic
can.
That
go ahead.
Brought in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sandra, you see, I'm a real estate consultant.
Okay.
And I'm also a developer.
Okay.
I want to tell you that people that defraud their prospective clients, they are criminals and they are thieves.
Okay.
And that defense and people that got loan, maybe from government bank or commercial bank, and tell their client that they want to develop and they defraud found a way, they are also thieves. They call us real estate developers, real estate agents,
mm-hmm.
real estate consultants.
Mm-hmm.
We are real. There are people that dabble into any kind of provision in order to tarnish the image of that provision. It's not only in real estate. I've been in real estate close to 20 years. So we have cross cards.
So how can people spot the fake developer?
It is for you to try to, you have to try to know the real ones. Which I cannot even mention them, because if I mention them, it's like I'm advertising them, not even myself.
Hmm.
You need to check out which agent took you to the developer.
Okay.
Which agent? Or when they advertise, have you done your due diligence?
How do you do due diligence? What are the things entailed in due diligence?
Well, what are the things that entails is that, number one, you go to the site and check. And you try to confirm how many of their prospective clients have even paid money for them to develop. That's one. Two, where and where do, have they developed before? Do they have any track record? Do they have good record? Before you can go into them, who introduced you to these people? Can you hold on to the people, the person that introduced you, or a company that introduced you to this particular developer or development company? Those are how you do your due diligence. And how do they get this property? Do they get it, do they buy this property? Is it a joint venture, or you call it JV? How do they get it? Do they go to their moneylenders and try to negotiate with their moneylenders to get that when they sell, they pay back their moneylenders? That is the work of the agent that that introduce you to the developer or the developing company. Those are ways that you can do your due diligence.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. All right, then.
So that is what I'm trying to say, is that we have real developers. Even if you invite me to your station, maybe I can go and mention names, and I can tell you some things maybe you don't know, because I am inside. I am an insider. You understand?
Yeah.
Close to two decades.
Yeah.
In real estate. So anybody that they say defraud in real estate, some agents too are criminals. They collaborate. And when they say bank, some people in the bank, they are insiders that are collaborating with the developers, because you can trace, you can track the money. Where is the money going to? How did the bank will be able to show the movement of the money? From there, you know. They are insiders. How can somebody take billions of naira and run away, and they cannot get the person down? Where is it going to space? Will the person go to space that they cannot get you? They will get you.
Sambo.
So that is it. We have real good estate developers, and I'm one among them.
Okay. Sambo, thank you so much for calling us. We appreciate it. Emmanuel is in Lekki. Hello, Emmanuel.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel, calling from Lekki.
Yes, I just said that. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'd like to comment on the real estate fraud.
Go ahead.
I play in the real estate sector of the construction industry. And I know that it has the possibilities of such fraudulent acts because of the fact that the regulation generally is poor, and then the lack of due diligence, like the last caller just mentioned. You talk about investing huge cash. Mm-hmm. People have that. People sometimes don't do the proper checks. Okay, he's mentioned how the people sell the land and all of that. For example, every of the landed property that is either used for develop or joint venture and the like would have a title document that you can verify the ownership, the right of ownership that the person have with the government. Buildings have approval documents that you can verify. Buildings have surveys that you can verify. But I know, because the structure is bad, with respect to the regulation and the fact that many people are ignorant of what to look out for, it makes it very difficult for people to say this is the fake, or this is
the
competent and genuine organizations to deal. But if you do your due diligence, real estate has, you have people delivering their promises, and you have quite a lot of people not doing that because of the loophole that you have there. For example, there's no general body regulating the practices in Nigeria. All real estate companies do not have a single umbrella where they come together to say, this is how we ensure that we chase out quackery and all of that. So it brings every Tom Canary into the system to play. And then you can't tell who is really acting right and who is not acting right. So I believe people can consult beyond agents. People can consult and reach out to professionals in this field who can well guide them so that their resources can be safe. For the issue of the fraudulent issue, I believe that there's a foul play somewhere with the mortgage company, because there are requirements for giving out loans that must be stipulated by the government. So someone somewhere who has the debt, so looked or probably didn't do due diligence in checking all necessary documentation before that fund went out. We shouldn't have needed an ICPC to chase them to get the fund out
in
the
first instance
if they had followed the due process. So it happens a lot. I just say that it's often said that caveat emptor, it means liars beware, which you mean the onus is on me who is releasing funds to ensure I do my proper check.
To ensure the money is going to the right place. Emmanuel, exactly. Thank you so much for calling us. We really appreciate it. All right, let's go to WhatsApp now and take a look at the messages that you have left us there. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. All right, the messages are still coming in. When they do come in, we'll take a look at them. All right, here's this one. Sandra, my name is Opeke Inde from Ijegu. It's high time the federal government and doctors sit down and resolve this issue. Most of all, these real estate developers are scams. I some time ago secured such land with monthly payment. To my surprise, this company called all their merchants, decided to give us Christmas gift. I was given a chicken and groundnut oil. Afterwards, we went to their office. We realized that they'd packed up. On the issue of security, I learned that Bro Tai once said that bandits will live with us for 20 years. So let us wait for another 20. So that we can reduce to the lowest numbers. Okay. Sandra, the NMAFG debacle is a huge dilemma. But what is good for the goose is equally good for the gander. The federal government is sulking about the MOU today, but over the years, they have not had respect for agreements either. So they should do the needful to correct what brought us here in the first place. You ask if there are no checks by institutions like the FMBN. Of course, it's a no-brainer that that particular scammer must have had help from the inside. I don't think it's that easy to bypass an entire system of that stature. Our corruption stinks to the high heaven. That's a message from Peter. Peter is in Fabwa. Peter, thank you very much. Sandra, you're doing a good job of sensitizing the public over fraudulent estate developers. I'm Shegun Olunlonyo. Shegun, thank you very much for the compliment. NMA should go on with their strike. When government is ready, they will pay them. You didn't leave your message, your name, though. We've got another message here from Comrade Momo, who is at Sunshine Estate CDA in Idimu, Lagos, and says, this government has shown clearly that they don't care. So we should all resort to sit down and look so that cause any attempt to protest will spell doom for already frustrated populace. All right. Thank you very much for your message. All right. Let's move to our next story on today's big weekend. Yet another violent crime story from Kaduna. Abdulkarim Naala, son of Senator Bala Ibn Naala of Kebbi, was killed in his home in Malali, GRA. Before his death, Naala was a pilot. His father's spokesperson says home invaders tied him up, strangled him, and left with his car. The police have launched an investigation. The State Commissioner of Police, Mudashiru Abdullahi, says the goal is to identify the assassins and bring them to book. I should be clear that right now, nobody has mentioned a motive to this killing. The Kaduna State government has called it a, quote, culpable homicide. But unlike other sources are reporting, this doesn't mean that the state government is making a conclusion that the police have not made. Culpable homicide simply means that somebody killed Naala in a malicious way, deserving of punishment. So, not an accident, in short. The police have said the same thing. That's why they're talking about bringing the culprits to justice. And Naala's death is tragic and painful, but it is just as tragic and as painful as other deaths happening in Kaduna and in other parts of the country. I'm not bringing this story because Naala's case is special in any way. I'm bringing you this story because this is yet another attack in Kaduna, in a place that some would have considered very safe. Last week, it was a Defense Academy complex, the heart of our military. This weekend, it was the home of a son of a senator who is himself a pilot living in GRA. We all know the type of security arrangements the rich and powerful have. These murders raise an important question. If military installations are not safe in Kaduna and the homes of the rich and powerful are not safe in Kaduna, where is safe in Kaduna? Is the security situation there worsening? Could a state of emergency be needed? What other possible solutions are there? We have just one number working today, 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We're still going to talk about conditional cash transfers, but let me take three calls and then we'll move on to conditional cash transfers. 99.3, hello.
Yeah,
hello.
And it's Andra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
This is the Vice President of Hard Pass, so Mr. Frank from Ojo Alaba.
Welcome, Mr. Frank.
Thank God you picked that red. Thank God.
Okay, go ahead.
Alexandra.
Yes.
I want the NMA to join the NAS.
You want
strike.
You want what? NMA to join the strike,
yes.
Huh? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I want them to shut down all the whole chemists and pharmacies.
Okay.
All of them should go on strike.
Okay.
Alexandra, assuming that this is the doctor, that all these doctors now are the particular ones that are injecting Malu Malu, do you think that they will own them? These doctors now are the ones injecting, taking care of cow, Malu Malu, do you think that they could have paid them in 2 months interval?
So I'm not sure that what you're saying is not offensive. I will beg you to stop saying it because I'm not sure. You know, different things are offensive these days.
Okay.
So, you know, let's do a different line of action.
Let me come back.
Thank you.
Let me come back to my own senses, only my own senses.
Thank you.
Now, what I'm trying to say is this. Somebody is working. After so many years in school, you decided to employ this person as a doctor to come and be treating person. You don't want to pay him. And this person go after, which is the normal thing. Then you take him to court. After the court, pay him, you don't want to. These same people now said, I'm giving you 21 days. If you did not come to compromise, that they will go and strike. You are still begging them. Why not pay these people? How much is their money, Alexandra? How much will you pay them so that they will relax? They have family. They have other things, but things are costly. The other doctor said that one day, can a hungry doctor treat you? Will they allow the hungry doctor to treat you? Are they hunting us? Do they want to finish us once? Okay, let that one just be by the way. For the real estate man, the man said that they flooded him for over 500 or something, that it was either his brother or his friend that sent him to that agent. And the man has been giving them houses for a long time. How is it on his own? They dupe him. Why not go and catch that his friend or his brother? Let him take him to that man's house or to his office. Or let them snap that particular house and shoot them to court. How is it then that the landlord is nowhere to be found? The agent is nowhere to be found. Is it possible? I think for me, it's not possible. So I don't know how possible it is for other people. Because I know how I would do my own thing. And if it work normal for me, I would be happy.
Okay.
Sandra, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Frank. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Sandra.
Thank you for calling, sir. What's your name? Hello?
My name is Wise. Greeting you from Amuodofe.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Thank God. You picked this in yesterday. We thank God. I'm telling you, something's fishing here. I would love to say your program too much. But some of our ideas, they don't like some of us. That's what I want to tell you. And again, finally, for the doctor, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you, but your line is breaking up. I don't know what's happening.
Let me change my position.
Uh-huh.
I just want to beg Mr. President to please do something for Nigeria. Since you compare the Minister for Finance to release money for this people, to pay off the doctor bill and the Minister for Health, the Minister for State for Health, the Minister for Labor, still of them, they are medical doctors. They are not performing. They are not helping the situation. These people, they should report them to another position, another ministry. Rather than say that ministry, what is going on in this country? our daughters go to Saudi Arabia, they are going to London, they are going to America. At the end of the day, you have young daughters who don't have experience in the country. What are we talking about? For me, Mr. President should do something. They need the money, pay the doctor, the hospital, they are ringing bell now. They want to go and strike once again. When you make a deal with somebody, you are about to fulfill the promise you promise somebody, anybody. That's my stand this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Prince YS, for calling and sharing your stand with us. The federal government's conditional cash transfers are kicking back off in Lagos. Do you remember those? That's a program where the federal government gives 5,000 naira to the lowest income households that are listed in their national social register. The 5,000 naira is actually not monthly. It's every 2 months. So essentially 2.5 per household per month. So the program is coming back to Lagos. And we got an interesting statistic from the State Commissioner for Wealth Creation and Employment, Yetunde Arobieke. She said that the CCT has benefited 6,810 households in Lagos. And that got me thinking. That's 34 million. 50,000 naira being paid out in Lagos every 2 months under the CCT program. If we run CCT for a year at that level, that's 204.3 million naira every year. So the question is, what has that money bought? And is it worth the cost? Here's what Mrs. Arobieke says the objectives of the conditional cash transfers are. One, to support the poor and vulnerable to increase their consumption. Two, to reduce poverty. Three, to prevent vulnerable households from falling further down the poverty line. And four, to build their resilience to withstand shocks. 5,000 naira every 2 months. To less than 7,000 households. For context, by the way, Lagos is estimated to have about 3 million households. This means that less than 0.25% of Lagos households are enrolled in this program. But let's look at the objectives, right? Do you think that 5,000 naira every 2 months can increase what poor families spend? Do you think that 5,000 naira every 2 months to 6,810 families reduces poverty in Lagos? Do you think 5,000 naira every 2 months can prevent vulnerable households from falling further below the poverty line? Do you think that 5,000 naira every 2 months can help a family withstand shocks? And finally, do you think that spending 204.3 million naira every year to give 6,810 families 5,000 naira every 2 months is an efficient use of funds? And let's also bring this home by asking, do you personally know any households or communities who have been positively impacted by conditional cash transfer? Have you ever received conditional cash transfer? We have just one number working, 0700-993-993-993. We'll take two calls and then go to WhatsApp. 99.3, hello. Thank you very much for calling us.
Yeah, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Oh, my God. Thank God, though, I got through.
What's your name, sir?
This is Chris.
Chris, go ahead, very quickly.
Thank you very much, President Sandra. President Sandra, did you hear about the money the Malami is sharing in one of the northern states about this COVID-19 to lift their whatever?
Chris, let's do something. Every time you call me, just talk. Don't ask me questions. I won't answer you.
Because some people were okay. Instead of sharing that money in Malami is sharing, why not give it to the health department?
Okay.
To pay these people who are on strike.
Okay.
You are just talking about Lagos and 5,000 in 2 months, are there many more. But
yes.
The one this guy is sharing in the north, I think it's about 500,000 per person.
Okay.
He has many billion. Then the other billion that they voted for casinos, for ranches, I mean, for whatever. Why not put it into the Ministry of Health? And they are complaining the mortuary is filled up, hospital is filled up. They live where they're supposed to spend money. The government could give people money, 500,000. Then Lagos, you are giving them 5,000, and some people will come and clap for them. So please, I'm begging every one of us. Let's just try and tolerate this guy. 2 months, 2 years' time, they will leave office. Mm-hmm. They will get people with conscience into government rather than these people who doesn't care.
All right. Thank you, Chris, for calling us. We'll take a final call and then go to social media and wrap up with comments from there. Godwin is our last caller. Hello, Godwin, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome, Godwin. Go ahead.
Yes, my able president, sir.
Good to have you on the show. Good afternoon.
Yes, my name is Godwin, calling from Loshoro Lapwe.
Yes.
I'm responding concerning the medical doctor issue.
Mm-hmm.
By now, I expected that the hospitals all over this country would have been taken and treated maximally about 80% cared for with drugs, infrastructure.
Godwin? Oh, I'm sorry. Call us back if you can. On Facebook, Ebi Ambos says, we live in a country where top military officers have become the targets of armed criminal elements who are killing them one after the other as if they're killing birds on a tree. And we're told by senior government officials that we're talking about the killings in Nigeria as if it is a new thing, or in other words, something that has never happened before. What is the reason for such insolence or utter disregard for the loss of human lives? Is it because someone dear to Mr. Garba Shehu has not been killed by bandits, Boko Haram or herdsmen? Ebi Ambo, thank you for your message. Damilola Ogundele says, President Sandra, I've not seen any random person in Lagos who can testify to receiving this 5,000 naira. All is well. Jonathan Atuvie says, the cash transfer, have you seen anybody who received it? That's why I'm asking you, Lagos, to let me know if you're one of those who has received it. Kazi from Lekki says, Sandra, you inspired me to take the vaccine. I believe you more than Nigeria government. I've been vaccinated on Saturday. Thank you, Sandra. Oh, Kazi, thank you so much for getting vaccinated. That makes me very happy. I hope you're feeling okay today. Mercy from Ikorodu says, I did my registration online to get INEC PVC. They gave me a date to come over to the office. Actually, it was today. Sincerely, I did not spend up to 15 minutes. Their service is superb. I'm glad to hear that, Mercy. Well done. Congratulations. We've got someone who says we should resolve the female line situation. It's difficult getting through on the general line. I know. And that's because Nigeria Info has more male listeners than female. So you have more men trying to call in than more women. So that's why we had to create a line where all the women who are trying to call in are calling one line, and all the men who are trying to call in are calling one line. That way you get an equal amount of voices. But if you have more men calling anyway than women, you get to the situation where we are currently at. Well, my time is up. I need to hand you over to Rotimi Sankore for a special conversation about maternal health and child health and all of that. It's going to be great. I do recommend that you stay here for it and don't go away. At 5 o'clock, let's talk again about Nigeria's security situation. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.